Okay, kids, chapter 24, the haunting slash warning 2022. The haunting slash warning. You notice haunting came before warning. That's the way it is, isn't it? That's the way it works. The suggestion of not so good followed by a warning that it's not so good. I've lived a long time. I know when I was doing things that were not good. I know when I tried to do things in earnest. I remember going to church in my youth. I remember turning away from the church in my teens. I know when I came back after the complete wasting of so many years, causing so much pain, guilty of sin, treachery, debauchery, empty-handed I was, a broken man. I remember he accepted me even then. Before I could even attempt to clean myself up, he accepted me. Luke 15, 21, 24, New King James Version. I picked precisely for this. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this, my son, was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Oh, yeah. Huh? I know when all things of God suddenly became important to me, his word, his will, his stories. I know when I wanted to know. And all at once I had favorite tales of the Bible, people, things I like to tell. I know when I need to take things to God because they don't make sense to me or the thing is too big for me to tackle alone. I know when I want to be as strong as young King David and I'm not. The Bible says we all know of God and what is right. I know the day I dropped my head in sadness because I know it is true. Back in the day, as they say, I did know, I did, and I have no excuse. I am accountable. Romans 1:19. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. Oh, yeah. I feel these things every day, every morning, always. It is humbling to know the extent of my sinful nature and what madness I can cause and did cause. Had I not turned away from these things, ultimately without God, I would have paid the ultimate price. Eternity from my own choices, hell is without God. Chapter 24, the haunting slash warning. It is my lesson. The difference between God speaking and Satan speaking. The voice of Satan is not from God. I call it a haunting, a whisper that will surely destroy me and the wonderful opportunities the Lord has made, a whisper that tells me it is okay to do what is bad or to not do what I know is good. A warning is the voice of God. Different than the haunting. A warning is the voice of God. It is clear, perhaps not loud, but clear. God says, quit it, I will help you. Or God says, do what I have set before you. Put your fear in faith, and I will help you. That is his warning. Without strict adherence to the warning, I have learned the hideous nature of the devil's hauntings, whispers that tell me it's okay to do a thing that is bad for me, or not to do a thing that is good for me. Without the Lord, whispers, i.e. hauntings, are very, very dangerous. People like you and me, yeah, fight for their right to be stupid All of us do. And stupid is very, very expensive. Genesis 4, 6, 8. And the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it." When the Lord's voice is warning me, there is love for me, agape love. What is the definition of agape? Well, 1 John 4:8 states God is love, agapos, meaning he is the source of agape love. Agape love, undeserved, gracious, and sacrificial. You see, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 5:8. God's agape love is unmerited, gracious, and constantly seeking the benefit of the ones he loves. Oh yeah, baby. When the devil is haunting you, it's because he's devoid of love, the opposite of agape love. It is the very nature of hate for you. Temptation is the haunting. To do something that is not good for me or you, or to quit something that is good for me or you. Beware, my friends, beware. Luke 21. But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place and stand and to stand before the Son of Man. How do I avoid temptation? Huh? How do I avoid it? Well, first of all, stay the course. God has me on a path. He has you on a path. I got to stay on the path, learning from the walk the Lord has made for me today. Stay away from distractions. Put on the full armor of God. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I am reminded of right and wrong everywhere in my life. Where do I hear the voice of God? His warning. Everywhere. I hear it everywhere. I see it. My children, responsibilities, family, clarity in the Bible study, a Sunday teaching, an article that happened to be in the doctor's waiting room. I got to pay attention. You got to pay attention. God is trying to alert me before I make the mistake or protect me from second-guessing myself on the righteous path the Lord has provided. Praying constantly that discernment guide me in the Holy Spirit. Praying constantly that discernment guide me. You notice I haven't answered the question, right? I haven't answered the question yet. Really? How do I avoid temptation? I'm gonna. Praying constantly that discernment guide me in the Holy Spirit. I remember something that occurred to me a long time ago. Fear is without knowledge. Caution is with knowledge. I learned that too long ago. Be aware. Without knowledge, I'm going to make a mistake. With knowledge and experience, I proceed in caution. Much smarter way to do things. They are different, you see. Fear and caution are different. The devil gets in between that. He gets in between you and God using half-truths of some knowledge, right, but not all, creating fear and tension, doubt, disturbance. The devil whispers hauntings that tempt you to do the very thing that robs me and you of the path, distracts, destroys, commits you to a way that is not good, offers you an opportunity that hurts the ones you love, to do the wrong thing rather than the correct. 1 Corinthians 10, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Interesting stuff. Quotes by C.S. Lewis might be helpful for today. I didn't go to religion to make me happy. I always knew a bottle of port would do that. If you want a religion to make you feel really comfortable, I certainly don't recommend Christianity. C.S. Lewis had it going on, didn't he? Here's some more. There are only two kinds of people in the end. Those who say to God, thy will be done. And those to whom God says in the end, thy will be done. All that are in hell choose it. Without that self-choice, there can be no hell. No soul that seriously and constantly desires joy will ever miss it. Those who seek, find. Those who knock, it is open. I heard that phrase before. I had to think about it for a while. That I say to God, thy will be done. Father, thy will be done. But the flip side of that is God looks at me and says, okay, pal, you got such a good idea? Thy will be done. Go ahead. Your will be done. Oh, you don't want to hear that from the Lord. I don't want to hear that. It scared me to death. That scares me. C.S. Lewis was on point. One more from him. C.S. Lewis says, because free will, though it makes evil possible, is also the only thing that makes possible any love or goodness or joy worth having. Wow, to be able to choose goodness and joy. Yes, that's what we have. A warning is from God. His voice is always clear. He does not whisper or badger. His word is written and never changing. Prayer is strength and always available. Discernment is the gift of the Holy Spirit that lives in me. John 10. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hands. I and my Father are one. I, Patrick, am the one that decides I don't hear the warning or see it. I decide that. You decide that. I make up my own ideas. You make up your own ideas based on half-baked concepts and then tell myself it's the God's will. Tell myself it's God's will. I don't realize that the test is at hand. I come up with these ideas and say God gave them to me, right? I don't realize it's a test. This is the test. It is at hand, my test, for all that God has given to me. Am I worth it? It's time to see if I can hold the course. And so it comes. All manner of nonsense in God's name. Without a thought or a prayer, it is my will, and I act as if it is his. The measure of me, however, is how fast I get off of it. Let me say that stuff again. I make up my own ideas based on half-baked concepts and tell myself it's God's will. I don't realize that the test is at hand. My test, for all that God has given me, am I able to hold on to it? Can I hold the course? And so it comes. All manner of nonsense in God's name. Without a thought or a prayer, it is my will, and I act as if it is his. The measure of me is how fast I get off of that. Opportunity is won and lost every day based in truth or lies. Half of the truth is as good as no truth at all. If there's any chance that there's a hole in it, stop and give reflection and examination to what is about to be done. God calls. To examine ourselves. He calls us to examine ourselves. 2 Corinthians 13:5, Lamentations 3:40. But healthy self-examination is a difficult and dangerous duty. The flesh seizes self-examination as an opportunity to turn our thoughts against us. The truth is truth. Be clear. Self-examination is hard and it's dangerous because the flesh is fighting against me. Against my self-examination as an opportunity to turn me against myself. But truth is truth. Be clear. Truth is truth. God is God. 2 Samuel 22. This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. Ultimately, the Lord doesn't want me to suffer. However, he will discipline me for my own good and for the good of my children, perhaps to lessen the agony my choices will put them all through. Perhaps to give me another day to realize what I'm doing and realign myself with his direction, correction, his warning. 2 Peter 3:17, You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware, lest you all fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God's voice, get it? His intentions are clear. His warning is clear. His love in his warning is clear. What's this have to do with my business, as I always ask? My family, my very life left on this planet, everything. It has to do with everything. Everything is everything. And here I answer the question, how do I avoid temptation? Everything is everything, and temptation cannot be discarded or avoided. Yeah, take a moment to think about that. Everything is everything, and temptation cannot be discarded or avoided. It is a part of life, and the hauntings will continue. Without God and his warning, strength, and mercy, I will surely fall victim to it. A haunting is insidious. What's insidious? Proceeding in a gradual, subtle way, but with harmful effects. Ooh, doesn't that sound ugly? Cancer is insidious, isn't it? There are sicknesses that we have that are insidious. We can't get away from them. What does it look like inside of me? What does a haunting look like inside of me? How does it look? What does it feel like? What does it look like? I'll tell you what it looks like. I know better. I feel unsure, yet I do not speak of it to those who have discernment. I'm driven to do something. My mind is made up. The voices in my head will stop only when I do what I want to do. The voices in my head will only stop when I do what it is I want to do. I feel I'm right, and all else and all others do not matter. This, my friends, is a haunting. And if I proceed, the price of my actions is something I will not have considered and will absolutely wish that I had. I wrote that in my notes in bold letters. If I proceed with the haunting, the price of my actions is something I will not have considered and will absolutely wish that I had. Chapter 24 is an alert. Is it easy? No. No, that's why I call it a test. And like any test, it's hard when you're prepared. It's hard, even when you're prepared. But it's impossible when you're not. Study, prepare while you can. Be ready before the arrows fly, right? Before the arrows fly. Why? Because they're pointed at you. They're pointed at me. Psalm 73. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was vexed in my own mind. I was so foolish and ignorant. I was like a beast before you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold me by my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Hope, kids. God offers hope in his warning. So, in the test, I would say, all students, pick up your number two pencils and begin. The clock is ticking. All test questions are multiple choice, having one of two possible answers, haunting or warning. May God be with you. Begin your test. Amen. John, let's see if we can rock and roll into the day.